Pnimius in the Daf Yomi Gemara Brachas Daf Chaf Dalet. On Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara brings a statement, a brisa that says the following: Hamashmiya Kol B'Tfila. So somebody who raises his voice in his Tfila, Hareza Miktanei Amuna. Right, this guy is one of the Katanei Amuna. He's one of the Katanei Amuna that he's the people of little faith. That he's, you know, shows that you don't trust Hashem, that you don't think Hashem will hear your tefillah even when you're doing it silently, so you're raising your voice. And similarly, Hamagbia Kolo B'tefillah, so Harizem Neviyei Sheker. Right, that somebody raises their voice is also like a Navi Sheker, right? Because you're like, you know, as if you're crying out to your false gods, you have to make a whole big spectacle about it, because you're a Navi Sheker, you're not a true Navi. So this you know, source is a challenging source for many, because we know that people do daven out loud, and we have a lot of really Maimari Chazal about davening out loud, and that seem to even praise, seem to be Meshabeach, the Indian of davening out loud, right? We have the famous, I guess one of the most famous is, right, Hakol Kol Yaakov, right? That we say, what's Hakol Kol Yaakov? When Yitzchak said to Yaakov, when Yaakov was presenting himself as Esav, he says, ah, Hakol Kol Yaakov, Adai Midei Esav. And we learn that what are the kol Yaakov? That's the kol that's heard of Torah and the kol of Tefillah. It seems like that's a good thing, right? In Shemona Esrei we say, right, Shema Koleinu, right? We say, listen to our kol. We have these lashonos all the times. Seems like Tefillah should be with kol, right? It's a troubling source to say that Tefillah shouldn't be by kol, to the point where where one is considered having small amuna for davening out loud. So the a lot of tzaddikim deal with this. The pre-tzaddik, Rav Tzadok HaKohen, by Parshas Veschanan, deals with this in the context of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah to go into Eretz Yisrael. Because the Medrash there connects Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah to go to Eretz Yisrael and the tefillah of Chana. And the Rav Tzadok HaKohen from Lublin explains, he says, what do those tefillahs have in common in comparison to other tefillahs? He says the tefillah of Chana, what did she want? She wanted banim. Ultimately, children is not a chiyuv on a woman, right? Halachically, it's the man's obligation to have children, and the woman, you know, obviously is a component of that and a part of that. You know, and maybe you can use the Gemara on this daf of Ishto Kegufo, you know, that to a degree she's involved and represented, but the chiyuv doesn't lay on her. So she was ultimately not davening for something that was like she needed, but something that she really wanted. And so too, Moshe going to Eretz Yisrael. I mean, it's true, Moshe wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael so we can do all the mitzvahs of Talius Baretz. But, did he have to? No, if Hashem arranged it that he wasn't going to go in, Hashem, you know, paskind he was going to die, Hashem decided he wasn't going to win, so then he's not mechuyev to go to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, that tefillah also wasn't a tefillah of something that comes from what you need to be doing. And he explains that the inyan of a kol is that it's a reflection of the amkus of the lev. He quotes the Chazal, right, that the Bnei Yisrael, right, cried out, right, with a kol gadol, that, you know, the Chazal says that, you know, it was like a whimpering sound. You know, and the way it's explained in all this farm with Yiddish is like, it's like, you know, they say like gewalt. Like, you know, like they were just sitting there and they're like, oh, gewalt, gewalt, when, you know, all the hard work in Mitzrayim and all the times, you know, when they were nervous in Kriyas Yam Sof, when Bnei Yisrael cried out with a kol, it was a true expression from the amkus of their lev. The amkus of your lev is not something you have. It's not your conscious decisions that you're davening for. It's just like, oh, I can't take this anymore. Meaning, there's two types of tefillos. Somebody could be davening because of what? Because they're mamish and tzara. They're in pain. They're really lacking. Someone could say, look, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I want to find my zivug. I'm lacking parnasa. This illness is painful. It's difficult. The challenges are real. And someone can really struggle with that. And that would be a tefillah b'kol. That tefillah comes out b'kol, and where m'shabeach it comes out b'kol, because what that means is that it's that your mouth is expressing something truly genuine deep down in your core. That deep down, way down inside, that's what you're feeling, and it's just coming out. It's you're bringing some of your innards out into the world. You're expressing yourself in such a real way. But on the other side, sometimes we daven for things that we want. We say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, look, you're good to me, I have parnasa. You're good to me, I have health. You're good to me. But I want you know, to be more comfortable. I want to, you know, have it a little bit easier. I want to have a good time. I want to have a good vacation. Or even, like Moshe Rabbeinu and Chana, who, right, Tzaddike Olam, who say, I want to do more mitzvahs. It's true, you're letting me do all my mitzvahs. You're letting me do my mitzvahs well, but I want to be able to do even more. I want to be set up and arranged in a way that I could possibly accomplish more mitzvahs. That would be amazing. You know, let a scenario happen that I'll now be able to be mekayim more mitzvahs. So that's a tefillah that's not coming from the amkas lev. It's coming from a true ratzon and a beautiful ratzon. It's okay. It's okay to daven for even the things we want, and definitely for the mitzvahs we want to do and for the dveikas we want to achieve. We should daven for that. But that's not coming from a real chisaron. That a kol is coming to reflect a real pain, a real tzaaka is coming from you know the pnimius of a person, not just like from a tshuka and a ratzon to do more and to be better. So. And he explains, the Rav Tzaddik explains that this inyan is dafka the pasuk of HaKol Kol Yaakov, because the word kol appears twice, HaKol Kol Yaakov, and the first time it's spelled chaser, right? So the first time it's spelled chaser, that's represent on a tefillah that should be, you know, bechashai, that should be quiet, that should be, you know, it's totally okay to believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's totally okay to daven to Hashem for things that we want on our own. You know, to say, Hashem, I want more parnasa, or I want to have the opportunity to do more mitzvos, or I want, you know, to have things be a little bit easier, but not, that's coming from a lacking. So that's a kol without a vav, right? Without a vav, it's supposed really the word kal, which is light, which is, you know, not intense. That's a kal. The second one, kol Yaakov. That one is the strong kol. That's the kol that comes out from the pnimius of us, that, you know, sometimes we just can't help but daven, that a person is thrown into a situation and the sighs and the groans that he goes through are tefillos. So that's HaKol Kol Yaakov. And I think there's an obvious takeaway for us, that meaning, it's true, we're allowed to, and we should, daven for everything, not just from the chisronos. Obviously we should daven from all of our chisronos and turn them into tefillos, and everything we're lacking, we feel like we need, we should channel towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. But even the things that we want, and even the things that, you know, in our small cheshbon we want, we should also daven. But we shouldn't be yelling it. Why? Because anytime it's our ratzon, we're not really allowing a space for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? We're supposed to be mevatel our ratzon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. We're supposed to nullify our own will and our own wants and our own desires to Hashem. And that's what true emunah is. Emunah is, if Hashem arranged things that this is what befell me, and this is what, you know, the scenario I'm in. Hashem arranged Chana that she didn't have a son. Hashem arranged her that he wasn't going to Eretz Yisrael. So, of course you're supposed to daven in the scenarios, of course. But if you were to daven out loud, if you were to make a whole spectacle, if you were to daven as if that was coming from the pnimius of your lev, then that would be, then that would make you one of the Ketanei Amunah. That would mean that you're lacking in your Amunah, you have a small Amunah. Because somebody with real Amunah knows that whatever Hashem sets up for me is good. And it's true, sometimes Hashem arranges it that life is so difficult and so challenging that we have a real kol that we're not in control of that. That we cry out loud because that's a reflection of a real pain. But when it's something that's a tshuka and a ratzon that we want, more parnasa, someone who's really wealthy, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him parnasa that he can support his family and, you know, live comfortably and get tzedakah and support institutions, and he davens so hard and so loud, you know, for more parnasa as if he was lacking parnasa, that reflects a lack of emunah. That's Kanei Emunah, as opposed to somebody who, if they're sick, Chas v'Shalom, or someone in the family is sick, and you cry out from that, that's not coming from a small Emunah. That's not coming from a lacking of Emunah. That's coming from a true pain, which is just reflecting the outside world. So Rav Tzaddik reads that into a Kol Kol Yaakov, and maybe that's Pshat in our Gemara, that someone's Mashmiya Kol, he's of the Kanei Emunah, right, or of the Nevi'ei Sheker, right, that he is somebody who's, you know, he doesn't believe in the true things. He's, you know, claiming to be part of this big system, but he doesn't really get it.